USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
China has announced sanctions against two members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom in retaliation for American sanctions levied because of China's human rights violations against ethnic religious minorities. Gail Manchin, the chair of the USCIRF, and vice chair Tony Perkins have been banned from entering mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The Chinese Foreign Ministry also announced sanctions against a Canadian member of parliament for similar criticisms of the Chinese regime. The USCIRF has been one of the leading voices in a global effort demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghur people in the traditionally Muslim region of Xinjiang. And the Department of Justice says that it has charged nearly 500 people with COVID-related fraud. In a statement, the department said that over 140 defendants are facing charges for unemployment insurance fraud, and another 120 have been charged with defrauding the Paycheck Protection Program, intended to help keep small businesses afloat during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden will travel to Pittsburgh on Tuesday, where he's expected to unveil his infrastructure proposal, a bill that's expected to have a price tag as high as $4 trillion. Senator Roger Marshall says he's all in for an infrastructure bill. But the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that there needs to be a better way to pay for it than borrowing more money.
We've already borrowed $8 trillion from our grandchildren over the past couple of years. This is pretty scary. This last $2 trillion we just borrowed, I would have loved to have spent that on infrastructure. But remember, the bill they're talking about is not an infrastructure bill. The Democrats, they should call this the grab your wallet bill, or this is going to be the raise your taxes bill. You know, my grandma told me that there was three things you could count on the Democrats to do. Spend your money, raise your taxes, and increase your regulations. So I'm all for infrastructure. We got to figure out how to pay for it. And I just wish we would have prioritized infrastructure over some of these other issues. But the bill they're putting before us, the Trojan horse.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach. And I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Donald Trump is criticizing President Biden for his immigration policies in the wake of the ongoing crisis on the southern border. Speaking with Fox News, Trump said Biden shouldn't have ended construction of the border wall when the contracts for it had already been completed.
We built almost 500 miles of wall, and it's new wall. You know, they like to say it's renovated wall. We took wall down, and we built new wall. So when we take wall down and we build new wall, they like to say it's a renovation. It's not. This is new, really the top of the line. It's technologically advanced like you wouldn't believe with the wires, and we're hooked up for drones, we're hooked up for everything, and this is great stuff. And they stopped construction, and so we have some open areas. We had to leave certain areas to get everything back in as we completed it, and they didn't finish it up. It was just a very simple thing to do. It would have taken a very short period of time, and so you have gaps. Now, they cover the gaps easily with the Border Patrol, but you don't even have to do that. They should finish the wall immediately.
And one Cinderella run will continue in the NCAA tournament, while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58 on Saturday. But Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make the Final Eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51, and Houston defeated Syracuse in the nightcap 62-46. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.